Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
If you want to follow him on X, he is at DRiley15. Coach Riley, how's it going?
Man, I'm doing good. Got back from New York yesterday and just excited for Cedric here.
Rock on, and you're on like a media tour with all of us media members here in Memphis too today, so that's nice.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, now, before we even get into this, first of all, I played college football at the University of Memphis, and I played from 2013 to 2017, and there was a guy by the name of Mike Riley, who is your uncle, who coached at Nebraska from 2015 to 2017. I have to take this time off the top of the conversation to see if we can get you to say anything bad about Nebraska so we can get it on the message boards and get the Cornhuskers fans mad. You buying into that?
Oh, man. We had some funny texts in the family group chat after his Nebraska days were over, but I'm not gonna give any bulletin board material.
Okay, I got you. But you know what? I have a stat for you, and I'm sure you're familiar with this stat. Besides last year, his 9-4 season, and I believe 2016 was their last winning record before last year's 7-6 season. So I started to give him a round of applause for that.
How bad the culture was when the next coach got hired, and I don't know. It may not have been Uncle Mike's fault there.
Yeah, you have a coaching ass family. I'll tell you that. Your brother as well. I believe he coaches. He does some NFL work.
Yeah, he's working with the Ravens. He's loving it up there. He does a little bit of everything for those guys. It's fun talking to him every few weeks. He'll call me every once in a while when Harbs has a good. good line or something like that, and he's doing really well up there.
Yeah, so it's just like you have family of coaches. That's just it's a family profession. Everybody hopped in there.
My dad's the smart one. He was a doctor at Stanford. So
we knew
we weren't smart enough for that, so we wanted to jump into the coaching ranks.
Yeah, so how'd you get into basketball as opposed to the football lineage, curiously?
My dad played hoops and football in college, and you know, I think just honestly, I grew up on Stanford campus, and they had like the number one team in the country for a few years in a row with Josh Childress and Casey Jacobson and all those guys, and they were fun to watch, and you kind of fall in love with the game watching those guys.
Yep, for sure. All right, now to why we're all here. Cedric Coward, your guy, was drafted by the Grizzlies at number 11 overall. He's your former player now, but you recruited Cedric out to Eastern Washington from Willamette in Salem, Oregon. He's at a school that has a total enrollment of 2,500 guys. He's paying his own way. Truthfully, and I ask this, full honesty, how the hell or what the hell went into that recruiting process?
It's one of those deals where you got to get lucky sometimes. There's a lot of ties. Like, I played at Whitworth University, which is in Willamette League. So I follow that league. I'll check it every month or so and see who's doing well. I know a couple of the coaches. I talked to a couple coaches. I talked to the Whitworth coach still. So I did have some familiarity with it. his third game of his career, he played against my former boss at Portland. And so I just randomly turned on that game with our staff. I had an assistant from Fresno who, once we watched that game, we're like, oh, yeah, like, we kind of were able to do real character checks on Sed once he hit the portal. Like, there was just enough connection there to at least pique our interest. And then once you actually, like, deep dive and watch the film and talk to the kid, you're like, oh, crap, this guy's a stud. Like,
right.
Let's get him.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, curious, given all that, when did you realize that Sed was sort of maybe not a lottery guy, but, like, how far does it date back where you had coaches, scouts reaching out? Is this the Eastern Washington days, or is it at Washington State? When did you realize that what happened on Wednesday night could be a reality?
You know, we had a really good player, two really good players, Steele Venters and Angelo Allegri, who played for me at Eastern, Cedric's first year. And we had a lot of NBA scouts come through. And the scout Ramon from OKC, there was a guy, Mike Schmitz from Portland,
right,
were there to watch Steele. And both of them commented on Cedric, who was hurt at the time. And they were just seeing him shoot. And they're like, who's that guy with the long arms right there? What's his deal?
Yeah. Can we measure his wingspan right now, please? I have a tape measure right here.
Exactly. So, like that, I was like, oh, okay, his measurables might be something that are a possibility. But, like, after that first year, he was, like, the third most efficient player in the country. My guy, Steele Venters, was a Big Sky MVP. He was about to transfer to Gonzaga, and I was sitting with his dad, and we're talking, and he said, hey, you know what? Appreciate everything you did, da 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 da. I think Cedric Cowher is going to go to the NBA, so you might be just fine next year.
Right.
So Steele's dad saw it before I did. But, you know, that was something we talked to Cedric, like, when we get these guys here, we talk about their goals. He came in right off the bat, NBA. That's what my vision is. And I said, okay, mm-hmm. That's a huge goal. If you want to do that, and we laid out some very crazy, for most people would be crazy, like, here's what your months need to look like. Here's what your days need to look like if you actually want to go to the NBA, and you got to make up this much ground. And, you know, that scared most kids off. And they, okay, that's ridiculous. I'm going to do this, this, and this. He did it all. He just, mm-hmm. every day was working, stuck to the plan. Nothing made him waver. And it was just kind of amazing to see, like, when he put his mind, he's one of those guys, like, once he puts his mind to something, he's going to actually follow through and do it.
All right, now, he can do a lot of things really well on a basketball floor. He can shoot the ball well. He can create. He created for his teammates last year in those first six games. We've seen all of that. But, like, having coached him, and I'm talking strictly on the floor at this moment, what's your favorite thing he does on a basketball court?
I think his motor, like, mentality, whatever you want to call it, like, he's gritty. Like, he's tough as hell. I think that's my favorite thing about him. As far as, like, basketball-wise, mm-hmm. I think he's a shot maker.
Right.
Like, he's the third most efficient player in the country his first year with me. He shot over, I don't know his percentages, but they were pretty good this year from three, and I don't even feel like he found his rhythm in games before he got hurt. Like, he's a better shooter than he showed this year. So I'd say his shot making and just his motor.
Yeah, and I have all the stats. You know, 72% on twos. Let's see, 58.6 on non-rim twos. So that's everything not by the rim. So, like, floaters and everything else. 38% from three. Yeah, I would say the shooting definitely shows. What do you think about his defensive upside? I mean, we know the length. We know that type of thing. What do you think about what he could become as a defensive player in the National Basketball Association?
And that's what kind of makes me excited about how his NBA career can go. Like, it's kind of, I guess, how he did the same thing in college. But, like, he can be an elite level defender. And he was our four man his first year at Eastern.
Right.
He was a big man for sure at Willamette. And so that second year, at Eastern, so his third year in college, we spent all our time offensively getting him to move to the two. And we didn't skip any steps. Like, it was very clear, the progression, and I think he was able to showcase that. But the reality is that we did skip some steps defensively. Like, we were, like, so worried about the offense and moving into the perimeter. He hadn't really got that many reps defensively on the perimeter, and we had a versatile four-man that could kind of guard other guys, so it all worked out. This year, he spent the whole offseason. He came back from all the NBA workouts. They told him he needs to be a defensive player of the year candidate. He needs to be a lockdown defender, da-da-da-da. We hired George Galanopoulos, who was the head coach of the Mavs G League team. He spent some time in the NBA. He knows all the defensive schemes that they play. Those guys were in the office every day watching film. Not just our film, but NBA stuff. And you can go watch that Iowa game we played this year. He was chasing Sandiford around. He was blocking threes. Right.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
He was running guys off the line. Like, he's an elite level defender now. He didn't get to showcase that this year, but I think that's something that he can definitely do.
Now, one thing that amazes me, and this was even before he got drafted, I'm going through the prospects the Grizzlies are going to have their eye on at number 16 at that time. Obviously, they traded up to number 11 to get said, but yeah, I just watched a bunch of interviews from Cedric, and like, he's so engaging, super well spoken, never says a wrong word. But like, I know you've been asked this question a million times, but who is Cedric Coward off the basketball floor?
I mean, he's just kind of like a normal, genuine dude. Like, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of these guys that make it to the NBA are so one-track minded, or but he's just like, he'll just hang out in the office and talk football, or he like will go bake cookies or hang out, and right. He's just like a normal, like, what everyone would expect, like a normal D3, like, or like a walk-on that just happened to become an NBA player and get really good.
Yeah, so I played football at the University of Memphis. You think I need to get him in studio so we can talk some football? Stay away from basketball conversations.
He's obsessed with, like, that's all he does on Sundays. He'll get his workouts in, he'll do the stretching, and he'll just watch football all day. And he knows every stat, he knows every player, he loves playing Madden. Like, football, he can talk your ass about football.
Yeah, for sure. All right, now Grizzlies, they dipped into the wazoo bag last season with Jalen Wells. Obviously, you didn't get to coach him, but we're glad he ended up in Memphis and picked number 39. But I heard Cedric talking about this. Was there a chance? Was it on the table where you could have potentially had Cedric Coward and Jalen Wells last year? Or is that overblown? Was there a chance that you were going to have Jalen Wells on your roster last year?
In my mind, there was. I think that Jalen had... by the time I got the job, there was a little bit of a gap in their season from their NCAA tournament run, and I think he had talked to enough scouts and agents that he kind of knew where he was at, and he was probably going to get a guaranteed contract. And I mean, I got the job, I think 2 days later, I flew down to Sacramento to go visit Jalen, just to see if I had a shot. You know what? We recruited Jalen to go to Eastern when he finished his D2 year. We were hoping to get him at Eastern too, but I think I was a little more optimistic than how close it ever actually was.
Yeah, but it's fate that they're playing with each other now. Now I know you probably would have loved to have them both on your squad last year. All right, now I have to end this somewhere very important. We're here in the city of Memphis. You're speaking to a Memphis alum. We've kept a close eye on what's happening with you guys. Obviously, at Washington State, you guys are sitting there in the newly formed, reimagined Pac-12. Could I talk you into a couple of games a year against the University of Memphis coming up here soon? Could I talk you into that?
Hey, I don't know where we're landing with all the conference realignment stuff, but we came down to play Ole Miss a couple of years ago when I was at Eastern. We got to spend a night in Memphis and use the practice facilities out there, and I'd love to go back. I'm excited to go back and watch Cedric for whenever I can get down there.
Right. Were y'all in the University of Memphis' practice facility or the Grizzlies? Was this the Lori Walton facility over there close to us?
It was the University of Memphis one.
Yeah, that thing's beautiful. Now playing football, I was kind of annoyed when they put that up, because when I was getting recruited in 2013, they said we were going to have our indoor practice facility, but basketball trumped us, at least for that time being. But it is a beautiful facility. I gotta say.
I walked out of that thing. We were at Eastern. I looked at my coach and said, that might have been a mistake. All our guys are going to want to transfer somewhere.
right, for sure. Well, Coach Riley, man, I appreciate it. I know you're a busy man. I'll let you roll. But thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. Go Cougs.
Yes, sir. He is David Riley, head coach over at Washington State. A lot of good stuff there about Grizzlies' number 11 overall pick, Cedric Coward. Now we need to go ahead and grab a break on that note. We're going to start up hour number two when we return. And you know who it is that's going to join? That's David Cobb from CBS Sports. We'll talk some Grizzlies, but also we're going to have to get into Dane Danger. Dane Danger had his waiver denied by the NCAA. He will not be on next year's Memphis Tiger basketball team. Where does that leave them? David has the answers on the other side.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.